This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
And joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline is just one of the great characters in baseball, Philip Wellman, manager for the AA San Antonio Missions. Welcome back to Ben and Woods. It has been a long, long time, my friend.
Yes, it has. You guys doing all right?
We're doing well. How are you doing?
I'm fat and happy, man. Life is good. Kind of gotten a little bit past some of the stuff we had to deal with early in the year with the COVID, and now we're just focusing on going out and playing baseball.
I wanted to ask you about that, Philip. So, you know, early reports out of the minor leagues were, look, it looks like guys had a lot of time on their hands. It was, I think, a bit sloppy at first. Not saying your team. I'm just saying overall the minor leagues in general, the quality. It took a minute to catch up. How do you feel that that's gone so far?
Well, you know what? It's true, and it was my team as well. But it's like I said, it wasn't just my team, but I've been in Double A for 22 years, and the level of play here the first month was pathetic, and not just us, but it was everybody, and you could tell that it was the first time in over a year. You know, you can go work out and practice and hit in the cage and do all that all you want, but there's nothing. There's nothing that simulates a game as much as going out there and playing and facing live pitching. And you could tell guys were behind. Pitchers, position players, it didn't matter. Everybody was behind. So, but you know what? It's come along, and guys are getting better, and it's starting to look more like the Double A baseball I'm used to seeing.
Talking to Philip Wellman, manager for the Double A San Antonio Missions, right here in the Padres organization. And Philip, I wanted to ask you. So we've been talking obviously all morning. It's trade deadline week, right? And we're always talking about, oh, is this guy going to get moved, and what pieces are going to go along, you know, with him, and how does that work? How does it affect them, the locker room? It happens to you guys, too, a lot. You guys lose players. I think you lost your number one power hitter, this week, Jack Suwinski, right? I mean, he's gone. So
yep, that is correct.
What
he's
is it?
Gone.
Now, we know, you know a guy at the big league level. He's making money. He's a professional. He's been doing this a while. He gets moved. He knows it's part of the business. This is different sometimes. These guys are, they're kids. They're kids, right? How hard is it for you to have to you know, kind of talk them down sometimes?
Well, you know what, I'm 60 years old, and you know, these guys are younger than my own children, and you know, the fact that it was a long time ago when I played, but I got traded once, and I remember how it felt, and so I have some empathy for them. But you know, just in talking with Jack Suwinski, I said, "How you feel about this?" And he said, "You know, I have mixed emotions." It's kind of what I expected him to say. He said, one hand, I'm excited and happy and elated. On the other hand, I'm a little sad. I said, Jack, why are you sad? And he said, because I've been here a while. I've made friends. I have people I trust here, and now I'm going somewhere new. And so it is. We forget about that, you know. But you know what? You send them on their way and wish them the best, and hopefully you can keep up with them. And in a few years, you see his name in the big leagues of the Pirates and know that maybe your fingerprints were on him. And here in San Antonio, it's next man up.
Well, yeah, and there's got to be a sense of pride for you, you know, when one of your guys, whether he makes it to the bigs, you know, with the Padres or somewhere else, you know, you help shape that. Who's give us a couple names, you know, guys that are up currently that you just, you beam with pride when you see them up here doing well.
Well, you know what? I've been in this for 37 years, so I'm afraid to start naming names because I'll forget.
You'll forget somebody.
But I will tell you this. Yes, I will tell you this, that I looked at our we're in Amarillo right now. We're in 2019. We won the Texas League, and I saw they have our game 5 September 15th, 2019 lineup posted in their office. I kept it for them and presented it to the general manager so he could have it. And I looked on that roster, that lineup, and 7 of the 9 guys that started that game are gone. And they were all traded. They're scattered everywhere, from, you know, David Bednar to, I mean, they're Taylor Trammell, they're all gone. And it's good to see them having some success, whether in AAA or in the big league now.
Talking to Philip Wellman, manager of the AA San Antonio Missions here on Ben and Woods this morning. And another guy that you recently had on your team who got a taste of the big leagues is Reese Kinnear. He came up and pitched a spot start here for the Padres and then went back down to El Paso. But I'd love to know a little bit more about him, what you've seen from him as a pitcher. He's somebody that's going to come up and help this big league squad when needed. But also, what is that like to take a young kid and tell him who's at AA, hoping to get promoted to AAA, and then you get to tell him, no, you're going to San Diego?
Yeah, that was a fun night because I got the phone call and during the day, actually, and I went and got Pete Zamora, our pitching coach, and I said, we're going to mess with this kid a little bit because he's hard-nosed and he's aggressive. And I called him in, and I said, listen, you're not making the next start here. And then he said, what? I said, no, you're not. I really don't think you went about your business the right way
this
past few days. You didn't really prepare to start in AA. And he was starting to get mad. And that's when I couldn't hold it in anymore because he was getting mad. It's a fun deal for me. It gives me goosebumps, you know. And that's what I told him. I said, Reese, you know, I knew I signed up for this. No one put a gun to my head to make me do this for 37 years. I don't make a lot of money. I said, but you know what? This is why I do it, for moments like this. I said, son, your next start's going to be in the big league.
Oh,
and he got tears in his eyes. And, you know, he's as tough and mean and hard-nosed as they come. But, you know, to witness a kid, you know, I flash in my mind to him when he was 7, 8, 9, 10 years old playing in the backyard, playing Little League and dreaming of this day. And to put it simple, just to be a part of seeing a kid's dream come true is emotional at times. It's unbelievable.
It's got to be. And again, you know, you've been doing it for so long, and the accolades are few and far between. You're obviously not doing it for the money. The cities that you're going to aren't. I'm from Texas originally. Been to all those. They're not great. I mean, let's be honest.
They're Texas cities.
They're Texas cities.
Right.
Yeah, they're. I mean, they're okay.
I'm from Texas, too, so that's all right.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's just, you know, if you like Dairy Queen, there's going to be one in every single one of those towns. Philip, we're talking to Philip Wellman, manager for the AA San Antonio Missions. Now, again, the thing you're most famous for, you probably get tired of asking or being asked about it. If you Google your name, it's the first thing that comes up. Do your players ever, do they know what went down many, many years ago, the number one rated manager meltdown of all time? Do they know that that's their skipper that did that?
Yeah, they do. They do. And you know what? They and it's, you know, you kind of got to, you know, I preach to them, you lie in the bed you made. And I'm living that, you know, and I tell them that. You know, a few of them, they're a little tentative when they first meet me. You know, my wife is always on me for not smiling more. And I guess I have a little bit of a rough exterior. I'm one of the happiest people in the world, but I guess I don't show it all the time. But they're a little intimidated in the beginning, and then when they get to know me a little bit, and they go, "Hey, by the way," you know, and then they bring it up, and I tell them I don't run from it, hide from it. It's, you know, it's part of my past. I did it almost 15 years ago, but you know, it's they all know.
It was phenomenal. I mean, just, you know, it's phenomenal. umpires are, it's different. You know, it's different in other sports, Phil, but, you know, you do feel like there was a game here at the big league level the other night. Doug Eddings was behind the plate, and it felt like – I know.
I saw it.
You saw it, yeah. And you look at it and go,
I was proud of Skip. I was proud of Skip on that one. That was good.
Yeah, and but you look at it and you go, you're doing this out of spite, and that's hard. Like it's hard, and it's a hard enough game without having a spiteful umpire back behind the dish.
Yeah.
It's brutal. And you know, the ripping off the mask and walking towards the dugout, all that stuff, it can get to you after a while as a manager, right?
Well, you know what, all I expect, and the umpires, you have to understand, the umpire average age here, umpires in AA is 25.
Oh, wow.
And you know, I'm not getting older every year, they're getting younger. And it's one of those things, and I tell them straight up, you know, my expectations for y'all are the same as for myself and for my staff and for my players. I said, just do things right. You know, just be professional and do things right. And we won't have any problems. I said, I know you're human. I know you're going to make mistakes now and then. You're going to miss calls. You're going to miss pitches. But, you know, the best thing, you know, and a lot of them have a hard time. You know, I asked a guy the other night, I go, where was that pitch? And he could hear me. I know he could. And he just never, and I just said, he missed it. And the next thing he just looked at me and shook his head. He goes, and he tapped his chest. And I said, well, yeah, I already knew you missed it. But I appreciate that. You know, instead of yelling at me, that ball's, you know, the ball's down or making up something just to protect himself. It's the human. That's why I don't want to go to the automated strike zone. I like the human element of it. You know, you they're going to miss pitches. They're going to miss calls at first. It's just part of the game. But, you know, I got on one a couple weeks ago. I said, man, you picked a heck of a time to miss it. He told me he missed it. And his rebuttal was, Philip, there's never a good time to miss it. And I said, you know what? You're right. Have a good evening. I turned around and walked off.
That's amazing. Talking to Philip Wellman, manager for the AA San Antonio Missions. Last one. We're going to be having him on the show tomorrow. Joe Bimel. What a story. What an incredible story. Guy coming, you know, basically from the dead, baseball, right? I mean, he was just, you know, he was coaching, I think, and doing some stuff. And it's like a Disney movie. I think they made one like this called The Rookie. But all of a sudden finds some velo thanks to some hard work and puts in some work. And now he's on your staff. Now, he is not probably a guy you have to ride very hard, being that he's 44 years of age, Philip.
Correct.
This is like having a brother in the dugout almost.
He's a great influence in the clubhouse. Obviously, he's very calm. And they all know he's pitched in the big leagues for 11 years. And, you know, I think they're all pulling for him, too. And he's had some really, really good outings, and he's had some that weren't so good. And in reality, I told Pete Zamora this. I said, you know, he had a bad one a couple of weeks ago. And I said, you know, this probably is a good thing because he's going to show these kids how you react after having a bad outing. And they're going to go, wow, you know, because they're all mad. And he just comes in and, you know, takes a shower and sits there and reflects and talks. And, you know, I think he's teaching these young men some things of how to be when you have a great outing, how to be when you've had not such a great outing. And it's a great story, and I'm pulling for him, and he's a class act. And, you know, I told one of our pitchers the other day, I said, you need to follow that 44-year-old guy around and learn how to do things. He does things right. I said, you know, you need to talk to him and watch him. And he outworks all these kids, and he's in great shape. And, you know, he's probably the only guy I've ever had in AA that I feel comfortable with sitting down drinking a beer after the game with. You know,
he can handle it.
Yeah, he's got the – you know, he's got kids. He actually, when he first showed up, we looked, and he was playing AA baseball before CJ Abrams was born.
That's amazing.
So,
just incredible.
You know, it's amazing. It is an amazing story. Wow. And I hope, I got to go throw BP every day, and to make it through 15, 20 minutes of BP is a chore for me at 60. And I'm watching this guy throwing 94 miles an hour. I said, this is amazing. You know, I hope it continues to grow and get better, and hopefully y'all can see him up there in San Diego at some point.
It would be one hell of a story, that's for sure. Philip, thanks so much for your time this morning, man. Couldn't appreciate it more. That's Philip Wellman, manager for the AA San Antonio Missions here on Ben and Woods. Thanks so much. Oh, that was awesome, Paulie. Great, great call on getting him on. Love those stories. He joined us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.